Hey everybody, welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we've got so much going on. It seems like Graceland's always bustling, but it's after the guest house opening, the grand opening.
Right.
So less than a month of operations, and we've been awarded the coveted AAA Four Diamond Award.
Yes, that's a very big deal for the guest house at Graceland. I believe I read that it's a very small percentage of hotels who actually get this award, so this is a very big deal.
Yes.
And it's all about sort of how nice the hotel is, how nice the staff is, and it's a very...
That's right. It's stylish.
Very prestigious award.
Yeah, stylish design and decor. Upscale physical attributes, high degree of hospitality service, attention to detail, and there's only a few in Memphis. I think there's only about three other ones in Memphis.
Right, so it's a very big deal.
And this is the biggest one, y'all.
Yeah.
450 rooms.
Exactly. So if you want to stay at the guest house at Graceland, they have some really great packages right now, too. So if you go to guesthousegraceland.com, you can check all of those packages out. Those packages typically will include a night or maybe a few nights stay at the guest house as well as Graceland tickets.
That's right. You can't do one without the other.
Exactly.
That's the whole idea, folks. Yes. So come on down. Oh my gosh. Well, it's the holidays in Memphis.
It is, and Graceland is decorated for the holidays.
And it's beautiful, y'all. It's so pretty. I love the red poinsettias. Is it poinsettias or poinsettias?
I don't know. Now you're freaking me out. I thought it was poinsettia.
It's kind of like peonies and peonies.
Yes,
I just kind of mumble whenever I have to say it.
Yes, but
y'all let me know.
speaking of the poinsettias, you can actually donate to our Graceland poinsettia campaign. You can find out about that on graceland.com. And if you want to come see the Christmas lights, you need to do that now. They are on display through Elvis's birthday.
That's right.
And T.G. Shepherd flipped the switch on those lights last weekend.
To officially start it.
Yes.
And it was such a cool thing to see and a cool performance. We had Santa here and a 100% chance of snow in Memphis.
Even though it was 70 degrees.
That's right.
We had some snow.
You know, that's Santa magic, Christmas magic, and Elvis magic.
Exactly.
All in one time and place. So you can see the video online at Graceland.com. Right.
Yeah. You can always relive that just at Graceland.com.
And we've got a new announcement.
Big announcement.
Elvis Presley's Memphis.
This is a huge announcement. It is the greatest expansion in Graceland's history.
Yeah.
This is our new state-of-the-art entertainment complex. It's called Elvis Presley's Memphis. It's a 200,000 square foot entertainment complex.
That's five times bigger.
Yes.
I'm sorry, did I just tell you?
No, you did. Yes,
Five
times bigger than what we have. And it's going to be basically what we have, just brand new, state of the art. We'll have restaurants in there. We'll have shops. We'll have a huge new Elvis the Entertainer Museum.
Let me tell you what I'm excited about.
Okay.
I'm consistently interrupting you, Sheena.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. But the Automobile Museum.
Yes, it's going to be called Presley's Motors.
Oh,
which,
I'm so excited.
How cool is that?
All of his toys and everything.
Yes.
Because, you know, we keep so much, it seems like, not on display.
Right.
Because he bought so much.
Yeah.
He had so much. The Presleys played with so many motorized toys that are roaming the grounds at Graceland. And so now we have more space to display them.
Yes. And speaking of more space, that Elvis the Entertainer Museum is going to be the largest Elvis museum in the world.
Get out of here.
So if you need to know everything about Elvis, you have to come to Graceland. The grand opening celebration is March 2nd through 5th. 2017 tickets are now on sale. We really encourage you to go ahead and get those tickets now. We expect that grand opening to sell out.
Yeah, the biggest deal in Graceland history.
Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
Yeah.
And tickets for that new for the new plaza and for Graceland are on sale through 2017. So you know you want to come to Graceland. We'd love to see you at Graceland. So go to Graceland.com and check
That's
it
right.
out.
And the 40th, so Elvis Week, the 40th
right.
is going to be using that state-of-the-art facility.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I can only imagine what Memphis is going to be like in August.
I can't wait.
August 2017, it's going to be crazy. But before that, you know, welcoming in the new year, we have Elvis Presley's birthday celebration.
Yes, that is the 5th or the 8th. It's going to be a really good time. I mean, we kick it off with Viva Las Vegas sing-along.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be so much fun.
Y'all are going to hear me sing and wish I'm not there.
We're also going to have the Fan Club President's Event, the Graceland Insiders Reception, the auction at Graceland. Gosh, so much stuff. And, of course, the Elvis Birthday Proclamation Ceremony.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yes. Our special guests are Gavin and Robin Kuhn. They starred with Elvis. Elvis and follow that dream. So I'm sure they'll have some really cool stories to tell.
Yeah, and it's going to be the movie's 55th anniversary.
Yeah, so which is really cool.
Yeah, so tickets are going on sale soon. Make sure you check that out at Graceland.com. And you can see the full schedule and get some more information on there as well. And we've also got a new blog coming up.
Yeah, we do. Speaking of movie anniversaries, it's the 55th anniversary of Blue Hawaii. So if you want to know all about Blue Hawaii, get some movie trivia, see some behind-the-scenes photos, you go to blog.graceland.com, and that's where you can find out more about Blue Hawaii.
Thank you, Sheena. And we've also got a new fan of the week. Very cool new thing that we're doing. You got to follow us on Facebook. We try to, like, ask you some questions and find out if you're a true fan and some details, and then we'll give you a shout out. And this one is Rachel Lee Price. She said her favorite Elvis movie is Double Trouble. It was the first Elvis movie that she and her mom watched in her early teens, and she said the rest was history. It solidified her as an Elvis fan, a lifelong fan. And we asked how you celebrate Christmas with Elvis in your own way, and she had a really cool story about that.
Yeah, she was talking about how she has a little setup she has at work. It includes both a Graceland, it looks like a porcelain Graceland, and then a pink Cadillac. It's really pretty. She actually sent us a picture, and so it's really cool. It's sort of at her office, and it celebrates Elvis and Graceland.
Oh my gosh.
And we love it.
Department 56 Graceland at Christmas. So cool. And we've also got This Week in Elvis History.
Yes.
So it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, we're in the holidays. So November in 1957, Elvis was back home in Christmas, and Elvis and his friends were forced to climb the Graceland's wall when the electronic gates were jammed, and he couldn't get out.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, so that's
kind of the thing. He had some plans, and you can't cage the king.
No, exactly. And then in November 24th, 1966, after he spent Thanksgiving with Colonel Parker in Palm Springs, he came back to Memphis.
And, you know, he was actually driving his own bus then.
That's a pretty cool
story. I learned that from Argo. He said Elvis is one of the few true stars, icons, who drove their own bus.
How cool is that?
It's kind of not surprising, too, because it just kind of seems like an Elvis thing to do.
It does, yeah. I mean, he loved driving things, like we were talking about.
I know.
Like, he loved to drive, so makes sense.
And we've got this awesome Elvis sighting coming up, too. This is from Bert in Jonesboro, Arkansas. He said, this weekend there was a Ghostbusters marathon on TV, and his favorite line was, "How is Elvis, and have you seen him lately?"
Aww.
I saw that marathon, too. That's one of my favorite movies. I just did that, the first and the second one, back to back.
Oh, man, I wish I could have watched that.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for tuning in with us. Make sure you check out our new podcast starring Elvis Presley.
Yes, the next episode will be all about loving you.
That's right. Aww. So if you're listening now, take in your DVD, your Blu-ray, your tape of Loving You so you can watch and listen with us as we talk about it and starring Elvis Presley.
It's coming up next week.
That's right. But thanks for listening to us on this Rubbernecking podcast, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you.
Bye.